I want to say it's a joy to be here. First time I went to association was from Welcome Valley, and I didn't know nothing about association. But I went, and I enjoyed it, but it was years before I went back. And I found out about it. And the more I studied the Word, the more I'd find out about it. Now, wait a minute, Lamar. You're talking about men, women. Yeah, we're the church. Yes, sir. And you know, we joined together in a union.
Yeah.
Huh? Same faith, same order. Still believe the same thing. If you get to heaven, you'll get there through Jesus.
Amen.
Ain't no other name, Crafton, given unto heaven where we may be saved. But you pray for us. I just pray that I can honor the Lord this morning. There's some scripture come on my heart here a while back, and one verse and then another one, some more come. Over in Psalms 67, if you want to read with me, I'm going to read one verse. Do we realize how precious that the Word of God is? Really, just really realize how precious. It's the directions to home. It is. And I thank God for it. And every word of it's true. But in the 11th verse of the 67th chapter of Psalm, it says, the Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. And then back over in the 33rd chapter of the book of Job, I'm going to read some. You pray for us. If I could just honor him for what he's done for us, then it'd be all right with me. In the 14th verse of the 33rd chapter, I want you to listen. I'm going to read down through here. I'd read this time and time again and hadn't seen it. You believe that? I'd read it time and time again. And I read it and I thought, my Lord, that's what you've done. That's what you've been doing the whole time. I tell you, if you ever get to the place you need something, just get in the old book of Job and read it. Read it slowly, surely. Listen, that man was, the Bible said he was perfect. But look what he went through, that you and I might know that them that's perfect still has trouble. Huh? If you think you're going to get through this life, young person, without trouble, you ain't going to do it. But I got something for you. There's one man that can solve every problem you've got. That song said, I yielded to his tender embrace. Oh, my. Well, let me do this. Now, I just hope and pray I can do what God had had me to do. So the 14th verse says, God speaketh once, yea, twice, yea, man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men in slumbering upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instructions, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. He keepeth back his soul from the pit, and his life from perishing by the sword. Now I'm going to skip down to the 23rd verse. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand to show unto man his uprightness. Boy, my uprightness ain't too hot. It ain't. I'm serious. I'm a man. I fall, stumble a lot of times, made many a mistake. And if it hadn't been for his loving kindness and mercy, he could have blotted me out right then. I'd sin. But you listen to this. It says, then he is gracious unto him and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. How'd you feel when you got saved? Huh? How'd you feel? How'd you feel before you went down to that altar? Whoo! A load that I couldn't carry, Greg Scott. It's bigger than I was, and I was the very bucket, done it. But you just listen to this. I may be able to read, and that's all. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him. And he shall see his face with joy. Boy, when I come up on the altar at Welcome Valley, when I went down there, with the awfulest dread you ever seen in your life. I'm serious. But boy, it wasn't but a few minutes before I come up from there, and I saw the face of God. What'd you say? I saw peace and love and happiness. Hallelujah. That's what I saw. How'd Job know about that? Where was he at? Where was he at when all that was going on? And trying to understand. God said he was a perfect man. Well, what's this happening to him for? Huh? Listen what he said now. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him, and he shall see his faith with joy, for he will render unto man his righteousness. What? You mean he's going to make us perfect? You better believe it. Not in this thing. That won't do it, Bruce. I don't care how hard we try, we'll stumble, we'll find out something coming short. Yeah, and that big old God just looking, oh, you got it wrong. He ain't looking to catch you. Nah, he ain't looking to trap you somewhere. He just opened with it. You hear me? He looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profited me nothing. That's when I got saved, Randy. You hear me? That's when you got saved. If you're saved, you got to the place that you confess, I've sinned, God, have mercy on me. Huh? Listen to what he's saying. It's all in the book. And I tell you, I couldn't see it till I saw it. And it says, he looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profit me nothing, listen, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Woo! Was there a difference the next morning when you got up? Huh? Could you tell me what it was? No, it's just different. All day long, it's different. Ever since, it's been different. Still different. You hear me? But you see the light of the living. Bring back his soul from the pit. He's a bottomless pit. Huh? You'll read that in the last book. I tell you, that bottomless pit, what do you mean? Have you ever had a dream you was falling? have you? And just before you hit, you woke up. The old timers used to say, yeah, and if you'd have hit, you'd have died. I don't know. I don't know whether it would or not. I've failed them many a time. But listen to what he says now. Lo, all these things worketh God oft times with man to bring back his soul from the pit, to be enlightened with the light of the living. Woo! Are you living? Are you alive today? I'm young, I'm full of life. Yeah. Turn over to 11th chapter of Ecclesiastes and read the last few verses. This youth don't last long. Huh? Now it don't last long. Put sorrow out of your heart, because there's trouble coming. But remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth, before the evil days come, when the rain comes back after the cloud. What are you talking about? Don't get over one trouble till you got another. Why are you talking? Oh, no, it's wonderful because I'm being delivered. I didn't think it's too wonderful. You hear what I'm saying? When I first got saved, son, I'm telling you right now, I didn't think it's too wonderful. Because I had, it just like one on this side of pulling one way, one on this side of pulling that way. And you're hearing things and thinking things, you didn't know what in the world's going on. When you were first illuminated, the fight that you had. That's why church and association, that's why, how many years? 43. That's a long time. Guess what? It's longer than that when God started the way he's going to redeem you and me. We wouldn't even hear. Now, before the foundation of the law of the world, Christ was already ordained to come and bleed and die and rise again. For man, it hadn't even been made. You hear me? Who's doing that, Lamar? Me and you? No! God had the redemption plan before he ever ordained Christ, didn't he? Yeah. Read it and see if he didn't. Yeah. Yeah, but you hear me? The pit, there ain't nobody wants to go down that pit. Folks, I'm telling you, don't. But I'll tell you right now, I know one that can keep you out of there. I know one that can help you walk the walk of a good man. I know one that can help you think the thoughts of good thinking. You ever been sitting in all of this, what am I doing? Thinking about that? That man on the right started overcoming this and on the left. We crazy. Now you might think I am. You been there, ain't you, Crafton? You hear me? But oh my, what God did. He started on that. Remember, the Lord gave the word. But great, didn't say great was them people, said great was the ones that published it. Didn't say I was great. Paul didn't say he's great. He said, I'm less than the least. A man like that? Yeah, but he doesn't realize what Christ said when he said, you can do nothing without me. Without, why? Because he's the way. He's the truth. And he is the life, folks. He's been mine ever since 1961. Oh, my goodness, stumbled and fumbled around and wondered what. But you know what? I've never come to him with a broken heart. Woo! And a contrite spirit. But what, he heard me. He didn't shame me. Oh, thank God. He knew what was happening. But you know what? God had a plan, had a purpose. Huh? What's the purpose in your life? Yeah. To live. That's every one of his purposes. Yeah. but we'll never be able to live till we realize that there's one that's greater than we are. We didn't come from ourselves. God done it. And in the garden, he put them in a wonderful garden, a wonderful place, and he only gave them one commandment. Couldn't keep it because of the devil. And don't criticize somebody that's fallen. Don't criticize them that fumbles along the way and gets where you think, well, I don't know about them. But I'm going to tell you something. That old prodigal son, why you think he come home? I didn't say back, did I? I hear it preached back all the time. He wasn't coming back. He was coming to be different than he'd ever been in his life. I did too. I got up that night at Welcome Valley, buddy. I didn't realize what had happened to me. I didn't realize what power had come to, that I had, no, that he had, but I could get. Huh? You've never been in a sorrow, but what God couldn't speak peace to you? I don't understand it. The man that, well, you know what Job said? Oh, that they was a writer with an iron pen would just write this down. He didn't realize it was so great that God's going to put it in his book, did he? Woo-hoo! What? I'm telling you, God sees you, and he knows about you, and he knows about me. Huh? I told him time and time again, Lord, I can't do that. I tell you what I'll do, I'll pick this old guitar and sing for you. Huh? But it quit bringing peace. Yeah. It quit being a blessing to me. There's people telling them what a blessing. I thought, it ain't a blessing to me no more. So you know what I said, Lord? I didn't know that Moses said, if thy presence goes not with me, don't send me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that. But here I was, years and years later, I saying, Lord, now I can't do that. But I got down to the place and said, Lord, if you'll go with me, yeah, I'll try her. Still trying. Still trying. Can't get around like I used to. Doctor says, don't stand up long. Wilma said, Lamar, you need to sit down. You need to sit down. Let me tell you something. Oh, my. What did he say to us? If there be a messenger. Whoa, think of them messengers we've had. Think of them that's come by us. See, the man that they thought was preaching, he was preaching that night that I got saved under. He wouldn't have one done him. No, it doesn't mean big down the road. Man that I never had seen before in my life. Little old fella got up and sung. Him, the preacher, and the fella with him got up and sung, I love my Savior too. I'd heard that song. But there's part of it I hadn't heard. Yeah. That little fella, he roared back and he said, and he loves me too. And I thought, oh, Lord, I wish you loved me. Little did I know that he sent that man there to sing that song. He was a messenger of life to me. And then the preacher got up, old Brother Orr. And you know what he said? He said, well, folks, I'm going to preach to you about my Jesus tonight. Man alive. I never heard about such a man before in my life. And I'd been tucked to church all my life. But I saw somebody in that man's preach. I thought, that's what I want. That's what the devil didn't want me to hear. Huh? Job was wondering, his friends told him, you've sinned, you've sinned, you've sinned. Be careful. I've done the same identical thing and said, I know what's wrong with me, having so much trouble. I got news for you. It's appointed for the church to suffer, that the lost might watch a human being still keep trucking. I heard a song the other day. I was riding down the road, and this man, whoever he was, and I don't even know what the name of the song was, but he was talking about, he said, now tomorrow I may not be able to raise my hand for the Lord, but he said, I can today. Then he went on, he said, I might not be able to witness for the Lord tomorrow, but I can today. Get the message? I got it. I thought, shame on me. That feller, I might not can do it tomorrow. Well, I can't do it today what I used to could do. But I can still praise his name. And I can still say, he's the one delivered me from that pit. Yeah. And I can tell you, he can deliver you when he says, let whosoever will come. But what about that company? What about that company of them that published that word? Oh, my. My, my. Adam, where art thou? Well, I heard your voice and I hid myself. Why? Something had changed, hadn't it? Remember when it changed in you? I remember when it changed in me. Well, I could lay on the bank and sleep up a storm. And them people just shouting all over the house, and the preacher just preaching up a storm. Didn't bother me one bit. I got news for you. There's one day there's something happened. And I didn't know what it was, but boy, I got afraid. I mean, I got afraid. And there's another day come, and the Lord let me know, you're lost. Let me know I was lost. Why would he even fool with somebody like me? I took his name in vain. I'd said things about his people. I didn't want to be around them. They made me look bad. You know why? They had the light of life. I did nice in the dark. Yeah, it's in the dark. I wonder, well, how does mama do that? How do they do this? How they do? I couldn't tell you how they done it, but I can today. Amen. They didn't just believe in the Lord. They trusted the Lord.
Amen.
They leaned not to their own understanding. And guess what? He brought it to pass. You hear me? You know what I'm saying? Who did? I can remember so many. Adam, well, he failed. Come along, they had two boys, and one of them done good and the other failed. Both had the same opportunity. The same opportunity. What happened? Well, in the field, not in here. Not in the house of God. When the Spirit of God is working, you know, and even a lost man feels good when the Spirit of God, you believe it? Yeah! Yeah, it make you feel better, won't it, Craft? What are you talking about? That make them feel better to be in the house of God, you know, and just think about good. Thinking on good is good. What's wrong with thinking good? Huh? Nothing. Ain't a thing wrong with it. You see somebody fall and you say, Lord, please help them, and mean it.
Yeah.
You ever said a prayer?
Yeah.
I have. I've said a many of them.
Yeah.
Didn't get no higher than that. But there's been a few times.
Yeah.
There's been a few times.
Yeah.
Woo! How'd you you get there, Lamar? The Lord took me there. Will you hear me? I didn't get there. He took me there. Boy, I'll tell you right now. But all this has happened. Can you find a messenger? Yep. The Lord come to Cain and said, where's your brother? Well, my brother's keeper, we are. When I know to do good and I don't do it, hey, something wrong. But when I can do good, it makes it this old man right here feel better. Yeah. You believe that?
Yeah.
The devil don't like that. But listen to me. All them men, you go back and read about them. Well, who was it, Lamar? Well, Moses, Aaron, even their sister, and all the way down. Just read about Joseph. Read about Jacob. Read about Abraham and all them. They were just messengers. They was that company that published it. Huh? Neither one of them thought there's something. Neither one of them thought there's something. You know why they done what they done? Love. God thought that the fear would do it, but he realized it won't. He put the fear in them. Give that law and none of them could keep it. But it put the fear in them. But guess what? He is telling them about somebody. Tell them about that fella was singing about to me. That preacher preaching, telling them about him. Telling them about Jesus has been prophesied from down through the years. Go back and read all them books you want to read. And you read about it, and somewhere in there you're going to find Christ.
Amen.
You hear me? You're going to, why, Lamar? Because that's the arm that God has going to reach down and get that fella just before he gets in the pit. You hear me? But I'm going to tell you, he saved me just in time.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, just in time, he saved me. You know what? He was listening all the time. He'd send them messages back. An old deacon in New Hope Church over at the Rock Church. He never did tell me I need to get back in church. Never did. He'd always walk up and lay that old big arm around me, and he'd say, Lamar, we sure do need you at church. You see, if you get on to him and tell me, you need to be at church, how you know I need to be there? See, that's the workings of the devil, ain't it? He can always come back with a reason for you to do it and a reason not to do it. But listen to what Job is telling us down through here, that those messengers, every man of God in this book that you read about, why? Israel would have a good king. And boy, they would do good. Next thing you know, here come up an evil king, and they just followed him right off down the road. Why didn't God just kick him out and quit? He started to. You read your Bible and see. He said, I'll raise me up a generation. Huh? But guess what? The love that he had for that first man that he created and that first woman he created, and he had to put them out of that perfect place. Why? Did you know the flesh could have got a hold of the tree of life?
Yeah.
No, Lamar. Yes, it could. The trees was side by side in the midst. You get it? In the midst. My lust is within.
Yeah.
It's okay if it'll stay in there. But when I let, but here's a man that in 1 year's time went through hell on earth.
Yeah.
Had a woman ask me the other day, said, don't you think he just didn't have enough faith? I said, no, he had the faith. I said, he never did accuse God of nothing. He said, why wasn't my mother's womb my grave?
Yeah.
Why did I have to go if he didn't know how he was going to help me? Huh? He didn't know he was going to tell me about the good way. And so because you know what he said, though he slay me, yet I'll retain my integrity. What was his integrity? He feared God. He believed in God. He trusted God.
Amen.
And you know what God did? God trusted him.
Yeah.
Huh? You ever had him to trust you? Everything's going wrong, and my goodness, what's going wrong here? Just a few minutes, everything's right. You ever been there, Robert Winkler? Huh? It felt like I fold my hands up. But what a difference in just a few minutes. Folks, I'm talking about living the life of life, realizing him, realizing who God is, and all this time, he was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. As Johnny said, I had him way back down yonder. He said, I got my priorities in order. Remember that, John? Kept the Lord. I can make it. I can make a mess. And guess what? That same one that created me knows I was going to make that mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know that? He didn't save me when I was righteous. Guess what he done? When man had got to the place that it was this terrible, even the high priest and the princes and all them was doing that God said don't do. And yet God told Isaiah there's going to be a virgin have birthed a child. He's that action. All them other messengers, and I know LeBroy, I miss them too. I miss them. I tell you right now, when I first started preaching, I see two or three or four or five of them come in and sit down. I said, oh my goodness, they're going to cut me to pieces. That wouldn't even know. I know who was talking to me then. The devil was. They come there not to cut me to pieces, not to find me wrong, but to try to support me and help me. That's where I'm at today. And if it hadn't have been for them old gray-headed men, I got news, some of them couldn't even read worth a flip. They couldn't. But guess what? When the Spirit of God, the anointing of God got a hold of them, man, you could sit back and take notice. Remember Moses? Remember when he was up there and the children are fighting? And there he was, and he just kept standing. His old leg got weak, and he just started about to fall. But somebody was observing. Somebody was watching. They wasn't just jumping about the war down yonder, but they was watching to see what's going on, and they noticed that weakness in him. Instead of putting him down, they lifted him up. Woo, Crafton, all of you preachers here, I went behind the pulpit from right there to here. Things changed. Huh? What was it? God sent a message. Yeah. And guess what? That message is still going today. Because that virgin that had, I can't do that. I know Dr. Carey told me that too. I remember him, Chatsworth. He told me that. He said, Lamar, he said, now that's as impossible as it can be. I said, with me and you it is, but with God, it wasn't impossible at all. You know how you were saved? The same way Mary conceived. Will you have it?
Yes.
The Holy Ghost overshadowed her. Just a girl. But she has difference about her. She had kept herself pure not only physically, but spiritually. And she had found high favor in the Master of all masters. Who would look down on us people? Still he's taking, boy, I've been in the world a long time. I got news for you. I heard a man a few weeks ago, the Lord had got a hold of him. Oh, Lord, how the Lord is blessing that man. And he grabbed his Bible up like, he said, if you think I know all about this Bible, you're wrong. I don't know it all. All I know is when Jesus gives me the message.
Amen.
What message? We try. Donnie Flood's been praying for a man that's 80 some odd years old. Lost and undone without God, and he'll tell Donnie. He said, I know. Donnie, I know. Donnie told me this morning, said, I talked to him. He said, what you need to do is get saved. I know, Donnie, I know. When will he get saved, Lamar? When he gets to that place that he recognizes, I'm the one. As long as I can blame you, I'm pretty good. I can get by. But then when he, a lot of people say, he don't talk to you. You don't know the one I know. You, if he don't talk to you, you don't know the one I know. He lets me know where I'm at. Now, he don't tell me a whole, well, he does tell me about you too. He don't tell me what's wrong. Sometimes they say, you need to pray for so-and-so.
Yeah.
I have woke up in the middle of the night, somebody just, I don't know what it is, Lord, but please help them. Help them, Lord. And guess what? Find out later, I found out who it was. But what did he say? What did he say down there? In a dream, in a vision of the night. Why come Moses see that burning bush? It wasn't burning up. He knew what fire done. He stopped. You know, God stopped where he was at. But Moses stopped. I'm going to turn aside and see about this. God knowed it and he saw him. And he spoke to him out of the bush with an angel. Told him where his children was, needing a messenger. Do you hear me? You ever needed a messenger? Have you? Did you recognize him? Woo! Thank God for that messenger. You know what? He brought the ransom. Huh? Don't he? And he spoke peace. What about the night Christ was born? And them people out there on them hills with their sheep watching after them, and all of a sudden they was a heavenly host. You know what the message was? He's born! He's born! All them messengers before talking about he's coming. In the day and this day and that day and this day and that day. Boy, get God, get a hold of them days and that day, and boy, you talking about blessing. People still looking for something to happen that's going on every day and they can't get to see it. The kingdom has already come. It is. The kingdom is here. It's within the heart of the believer. That's where the kingdom is. And folks, listen to me. That's what Job was looking for. That's what Job was desiring. That he'd get to that place. They'd have a messenger. If somebody would just come by. The ones that come by was his friends, but guess what they had? You. You sin. Never a righteous man happens. That just don't happen to righteous people. It don't. I know some that's eat up with cancer right now. And it's happening. Why? I can't tell you. That little old boy that was born blind lived to be 40 years old. And they asked who? Well, now who sinned, Lord? See, that sin from the very, from the first one till the last one, when it gets here, be asking why? Why? I'm going to tell you why. That God just might prove to the devil that I can take them and make them better than you. I can take him. I created him. And he could have made us a robot. But he gave me a choice. What kind of choice do I have? Listen to the messenger. You know when it's there. You know when it's stirring. And when it's stirring, that's the time to move. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he ain't no need waiting till I get plumb on down the road there. Go to holler. But you know what? I'd put it off. And I'd put it off. Just like it said right here. He looked upon men, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profited me nothing. What, that woman? She had suffered many things, suffered from doctors and all that. Just couldn't help her. Only grew worse. I know people today that's still growing worse. Yeah, ain't no better than it was years ago. They ain't heard the message yet. I tell you what happened, they ain't received it. That's the key. We've heard her all of our life, folks. God is love. And the way we'll reach people is by love. I heard a man say not long ago, people just want love. For God so loved the world. We was the world that he loved. And you know what he'd come, you know why all my Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, every one of them was telling us about the Lord when his day comes. And guess what? When them angels and that heavenly host, he's here. He's come. And Peel Steeple folks are still looking for that Christ child. He's alive, folks. Oh, yeah, he died. No, you know, I'll die for you, Lord. I'll die for you. Old Peter's a lot like me. Opened his mouth sometime when he ought to kept it shut. I'm serious. But you know what? He told him, he said, now I'm going to come to a close in just a minute. All these messengers. Why do you think I come to Mountain View that night? Why do you think Buddy was in the choir? God may have wanted me to see that the devil was a liar. Yeah. Buddy needed to see me come through the door. Boy, this is big. And guess what? Told me the same thing the devil told him. You ain't going to have no, I got news for you. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you're not living, you're just existing. Amen. You can live in the joy of God. How, Lamar? By having faith in him. The devil believed, didn't he? But there's a difference in believing and trusting. Big difference. I believe him, but can I trust him with it? Can I really? You know what he wants? And I'm going to hush. He wants to take our precious things. You know, the enemy, when Babylon come in and took over Israel, they took the precious things. What was those precious things? You're rocking one of them right now. I look back through and I see a whole bunch of precious things. And I can tell you one thing, he'll take you peace and he won't give you joy. Won't give you joy. But you look to God and you'll find out the first thing is love brings peace and peace brings joy. But how did Job know that? He didn't. It was happening for men. He was ministering unto you and me. All these little ones around here, you think they ain't listening. But they hearing stuff. And guess what? Somewhere along the way, there'll be a messenger slip by, and they'll remember that. And then they'll remember that. What's he do? Sowing the seed. God gave the word, and great was the company that puzzled. Go on down old Matthew, Luke, John, Mark. Hey, them four books covers the whole thing. It does. You mean the whole Bible? What Christ come for. But I love you. But remember, thank God for these men and women, not just men. I've known some godly men, women that absolutely, buddy, was strong left like a lion. And they held it true. A lot of them had men that they had helped take care of. Worked and helped supply where they could go and what? Spread the message. The message is this. Come unto me, all ye that labor, heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You ain't going to find rest in me, but you'll find rest in the Lord. You bet you. I don't care how tough it gets. And it's been tough for me for almost four years. But I can tell you one thing. I can still raise my hand. I can still sing, this is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Huh? Can you? I tell you what, when evil presents itself, just start thinking on good and watch him have to leave. It's good to be here, and I love you. I appreciate the association. Appreciate meeting all them that I've met down through this journey of life. I appreciate how they've helped me. Now you youngins that's coming on. I've watched him grow up. I see some of you back through there now. Why? Higher getting in your head, ain't it? Years have went by. But guess what? God's still here.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. If you look at the world, you'll get disappointed pretty quick. You'll get overwhelmed if you ain't careful. All that's going on, there's a purpose behind it. Weakness get weaker. But you know what? The wise get wiser. Who is the wise man?